From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Redfest 2021 will go ahead on the 10th of April 2021. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC, right here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Breakfast is at 8 a.m. Admission is $5. Gates open at 9. Vendor tables are $10 per table. Table bookings, email redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Also, go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. We're also on Facebook. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
Hi, VK3FY for Q News. I'm Chris Dimitrievich, and I'm running in this year's WIA board election. A vote for me is a vote for the future in amateur radio. 73s, Chris, VK3FY for Q News.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. The process for the election of Wireless Institute board members is well underway, as is the consultation process to lodge a response to the ACMA discussion paper. These are important issues for the amateur radio community. The election will in large measure determine how the WIA responds to the needs of its members and the wider amateur community for the ensuing 12 months. The ACMA consultation is raising some deep analysis and, in doing so, is exposing a poorly drafted document. The ACMA is being squeezed for operating funds, although its various commercial clients contribute hundreds of millions of dollars to the government. Hiving off a segment of its responsibilities is a cost-saving device and meets some of the current political instructions to reduce the administrative burden. The regulator wants to implement the class license or option C model. Because of the wording and possibly poor drafting of the paper, there appears a consensus forming around option A, to stick with the devil we know, rather than adopt the proverbial pig in a poke. One noticeable feature of debates around issues in our hobby is it seems the majority of critics are capable of wielding their displeasure like a sword, but when it comes to offering workable solutions to issues, or heaven forbid, volunteering and doing something productive, they melt away like the proverbial thief in the night. The question that I have is, how much credibility should these wordy warriors receive? Unless people are prepared to contribute positively, should they even have a place at the table? Putting the boot in, even metaphorically, has never been considered fair play, and why, when we like to think we have an ethos of equity and courtesy as part of our hobby, why should we tolerate bad behaviour, whether on air or on the internet or within our organisations? Poor behaviour and bullying needs to be called out and the perpetrators shown up for the poor behaviour they have displayed to their colleagues and others. Of course, at times decisions are taken to ignore as far as possible the bad behaviour in an attempt to complete the tasks at hand. This is a course which has its own problems because the annoying people can still try and disrupt things. Then they can try and show how implausible the other party is in not cooperating in their bullying. When poor behaviour happens within small organisations and not-for-profit bodies, the usual protections of the written law are practically not available. That is to say, the financial cost of contesting the bullying is beyond the resources at hand. Clubs need to be fair to members, and to do so, they should have a clear policy which places bullying at odds with membership. If normal requests fail to stop the bullying, a club should exercise its right to expel those at fault. With the vagaries of defamation law, it is probably problematical for an organisation to go the name-and-shame route. This is a dilemma which the newly constituted board may have to address in due course. So as we hear from our candidates and think over the WIA poll, we should consider not only experience and qualification, but also the embodiment of our hobby, the character of the good ham. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Okay, to the Sunshine Coast, where all USA grades of licence will be held at the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. That happens March 13. All details on vk4wis.org or contact Trent. His email, vk4ts@wia.org.au. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club will be participating in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest March 2021 at the Model Aero Club, Mosquito Creek, and they want to hear from you. Build up the points for our good friends in CQ. Redfest, that happens out near Redcliffe on April the 10th. The Clearview Gathering happens April 30 to Monday morning, May 3. Again to the Central Highlands, and the Theresa Creek Campout is on from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May at Theresa Creek Dam, that's southwest of Claremont. And as you heard in the national news from Shirley VK5YL, Alara Meet 2021, which was to be held in Bendigo in October, has been cancelled. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham VK4BB. Thanks for tuning our way as you're going your way.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.